Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a guy who says you do learn a skill in Chinese prison, like assembling Christmas lights 15, 20 hours a day. Useful skill.
Brutal.
Steve Zabin!
Hey, hello, Bob and Brian. Yes, can you imagine being assigned either to the Christmas light section of the Chinese gulag or the fireworks section?
Who wrote a firework?
Of the Chinese gulag.
Back in time.
I guess if you're the best prisoner, you get assigned to the iPhone division of the prison. But that's only for the best prisoners.
Is the prisoner go to iPhone? second level room prisoner go to Christmas ride.
You work on iPod Nano.
Nano.
Shut up!
You get the firework.
No. Well, the UCLA three are back home. They have apologized and they have been suspended indefinitely, pending, I guess, further proof that they can redeem themselves in the eyes of UCLA. This has spawned a million hot takes, and you are now both going to get your chance for a hot take on this. I will say, I think the suspension, the indefinite suspension, is about right. I said this to you guys yesterday. I said, make it indefinite, and let's just see how they do. Give them time. Or more importantly, give their mouthy dad time to give him rope to say one thing that would say, all right, we're done. We're out of the ball business.
You kind of tricked us into giving you an answer because when Brian said, what did you say, 10 games, 5 games yesterday,
five,
Brian?
Five.
And you said, yeah, you just grab that out of air because there's no chart.
There's no chart,
said, Steve.
To this.
There's
this
no,
is uncharted waters.
Here's the deal. Here's what I think. Anytime you're involved in a school activity, and this was, right, representing the school, University of California, Los Angeles.
Yes.
They play for that basketball team.
Yes.
It's got quite a reputation, too. You know, they had John Wooden there. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yes, I've heard.
But we could go over that another time.
I think John Wooden would have beaten those kids to death when they got home with his rolled-up program, his little tiny paper program. Which could barely kill a fly. He would hit them so many times, he'd beat them to death.
Well,
he'd be so pissed.
Forever in a Chinese prison to be beaten to death with a tiny rolled up piece of paper.
Ah, but that's our best torture. Right? Right, Commissioner Brian? Not Commissioner.
Goodness gracious, sex arrive!
I can't even understand your Chinese.
He just said John Gooden's goodness gracious, sakes alive, and was beating them with his rolled up paper. Okay, so you were on a school activity. You went to China. You were supposed to represent and promote basketball and
your school
and the school and probably Adidas or Reebok or whoever the sponsor is for the programs.
Well, I found out why they're in China. Apparently, universities are now relying more and more on foreign nationals with money to send their kids to elite American universities at high dollars. So this was like a recruiting trip for UCLA to China.
There's send your kids here.
Yeah, there's plenty of Chinese gazillionaires in that communist country that want to send their kids to UCLA. So this is like a recruiting trip. Same thing for Georgia Tech.
All right, you go on this field trip, and you're supposed to play a basketball game. And how it ends is the president of the United States has to get you out of trouble.
And it's incredibly lucky that he happened to be swinging through the area at that time.
Yeah, because if he doesn't have a direct line of sight with the president of China,
if he can't eyeball him,
how long do they sit? If he can't pull him aside and say, hey, these kids, Jim.
Glad you asked that question. Here's what a real Chinese prison nightmare looks like. This is a story written by Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Wendell Brown is a football player who in 2015 ended up in Chongqing, China, as part of the American Football League of China. While there, he taught English to adults, football to kids. He spoke at the U.S. Embassy about the game. To supplement his income, he opened a cross-training business there called Brown Elite Fitness. Everything was great until September of 2016, when Wendell Brown went to a birthday party for a friend at a bar. According to Wendell, he struggled to blend in when out on the town because many Chinese assumed he was either rich or famous or something like that. On that particular night, some men wanted a drink with him, but Brown declined. They got angry and a dispute broke out. Brown was later arrested for allegedly hitting a man and causing him to lose an eye. Brown said he never hit anyone and only raised his arms to block bottles being thrown at him. So in other words, he's out in a Chinese bar. A bunch of Chinese citizens look at him like thinking he's, you know, Vince Wilfork or somebody famous or more famous than Vince Wilfork. I don't know who would that be. But and he's like, oh, come on, let's go drink. And he's like, no, I don't want to. And a fight breaks out. And according to the authorities, he took a guy's eye out. Pretty serious, if true, right? So he was taken to the Chongqing Jingbei Detention Center. No American-style bail, no discovery process about evidence against him, a confusing array of laws that bear little resemblance to the U.S., and his own parents, Antoinette Brown and her husband, didn't know anything had happened for days. He used to text or call every day. Finally, after about a week, the phone rang from his phone, and it was one of his friends explaining the situation. We have sort of a problem here.
That's why you have to watch Locked Up Abroad.
Yes.
And you learn that everyone's justice system isn't like the United States.
But this is a little different. Those people were smuggling drugs. This guy went out to have
a
beer.
Even so, okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You just if you get arrested for something, now you're in the mill.
They were unable to...
The Chinese mill.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it gets worse. So they were unable to have any contact with their son. Letters to and from him contained too much information about the case were intercepted by authorities. They hired a lawyer in China who was allowed to speak with Brown, but they were then told the parents were that the only way for this to end, you ready for this, was to come up with a $100,000 bail as, quote, restitution. Well, Brown's parents are barbers, and his mom is a hairstylist. They own a small salon outside of Detroit called Kings and Queens Salon. Men's haircuts start as low as $5. They don't have $100,000. Wendell Brown himself, irony alert, has a degree in criminal justice from Ball State, where he played football. He has a master's in political science and public administration. In other words, this is no dummy. His family back home encouraged him to just plead guilty in hopes of getting a lesser sentence. But Wendell Brown explained to friends via letters he declined because he believed that would only result in a restitution charge that would then keep him imprisoned anyway. There's been some stories about him, but nothing like what was written and talked about regarding the shoplifting Bruins. The family says that the U.S. consulate and Michigan's two senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, have taken up their cause, but their influence is almost non-existent in the Chinese criminal system. Have you, Mr. Chinese official, heard of Debbie Stabenow?
She contacted you?
No contact.
Stabenow. You sure?
Stabbing now, stabbing later, stabbing anytime you want. You do wrong, you get stabbed.
Brown's family said they were told there was little anything anyone could do until after a verdict in the case. Okay. September was when he got arrested, right? The trial was in July. Boy, that's some swift justice there for a bar fight, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. The rest of the world ain't America.
In court, the courtroom unexpectedly filled up with Brown's friends, both Americans he played with and worked with, and also local Chinese that he trained and taught. In addition, over 100 letters of support, mostly from inside China, were presented. Brown's parents did not go to the trial, fearing not only without the cost of the travel is prohibitive, but they were fearful that they too would get scooped up for basically nothing. By the way, good idea. Right, Brian? I wouldn't want to go over there going, I'm just here for the trial of my son. Wait, I'm arrested now? What the hell?
Yeah, you're related, right? You're guilty,
I'm not going
too.
In there.
Yeah.
According to Brown's friends who attended the trial, the evidence against him fell apart. The video surveillance showed he didn't hit anyone, let alone with a bottle like it was alleged. It was also revealed the man with the eye injury had suffered that eye injury previously and not in this incident. They claim Brown took the stand in his own defense and was compelling and convincing. That was in July. There is still, to this day, no verdict. 4 months, no ruling, and no one knows when, if ever, one will come.
Wow.
That's China.
Wow.
Mofos. That's China. According to a study by, and oh, by the way, if the evidence, even with the evidence being overwhelmingly in Brown's favor, an acquittal is a long shot. Hong Kong-based researcher William Nee for Amnesty International says Chinese prosecutors enjoy a 99.2% conviction rate.
How is it so low?
Sometime Politburo children arrested by mistake.
And that's the only way you lose a case, right?
Oh,
the only
boy.
Way. By the way, Brown faces a 3 to 10 year prison sentence. Currently,
so Brown's... then will he get off? Will he have his time that he's already served?
Time served.
What again, kind of, you know, time
again, served? What kind of pansy-ass concept is that? That's American justice.
You're trying to lay this American
you
template
China,
over...
homeboy.
Yeah. Right. That should be at the airport when you get off the plane. You in China now, homeboy.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it should say as you walk off your plane in China.
Now, don't you think that maybe the UCLA basketball team should have read this story to everyone on the plane as they're getting ready to take off from LAX to go to China and say, here, this is where we're going. This is how they do you over there. You better,
yeah, but, you know,
you better walk
comes,
in a...
Youth comes with an idea of immortality.
Absolutely.
I don't think they're going to die, much less get arrested.
I was going to say, Steve, you could show them the story, but none of them would believe that that would happen to them.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Huh. Just think about how young and stupid you are. You know, these guys have never.
I guess.
I'm.
Here's another question. Why are we going to such abusive human rights countries? Do you
we're
know
having
that...
an Olympics there for the second time in a decade?
Right, because they're the only ones with the money that they're the only country that wants to flush the money because they believe it makes China look good. So, yeah, they're the only ones willing to play the IOC's ridiculous game of build us a bunch of stuff and just shower us with money. Every other civilized nation is like, no, screw this. We're out of this. But, no, here's the thing. California recently prohibited its state schools from taking trips to North Carolina because of the bathroom
abusive human rights
bill.
Yeah.
So the state of California would not send a team to North Carolina, but they sent one to China, and three of their dummies got locked up and needed the president to bail them out.
Do a Southern voice talking about how the judicial system works there, Brian. You're 92.3%
wow.
Conviction.
Our conviction rate is a 95.9.
Well, our conviction rate is it's a tad under the Chinese, about 86.4, but the remaining 14% we try to shoot on the way out of the courthouse. We get about 4% of them. We do our best down here.
Conviction rate should not be confused with the mortality rate.
Right. So there's China for you. There's a story. Now, Bob, you have some thoughts on the UCLA 3. Go.
If the president has to get involved in your field trip at any point.
In your field trip.
To get you back home. Yeah, we're going to start with indefinite suspension. We might even ask you to leave the school.
Should they?
The president of the most powerful man on the face of the earth.
I know.
Had to get involved to make this thing, to end this thing.
Did you think him tweeting, are they going to thank me? Was that a line? Trump?
Once again, it's not very presidential, but
go ahead, finish it up.
He's got some thanks coming to him.
Brian always says, but this guy does a lot of stuff that's not very presidential.
And, right, and they did thank him in their apology press conference, and the president afterwards said, you're welcome, in a, I think, above board and sincere way, and said, you know, learn your lesson and go live life and realize there's a lot of pitfalls in life, blah, blah, blah. Kind of gave him a presidential hair tussle.
Exactly. Now get out of here. Right.
Now here's the amazing thing. Big Baller Brand himself, the big fella, he's been checkmated on this. Hasn't spoken a word since he mouthed off on the first day of the crisis saying it's not a big deal. And then people got to him and said, you better shut the hell up.
Lonzo or LeVar?
LeVar.
Talking about LeVar.
Yeah, Papa Ball.
Once again.
So he's been checkmated. When will he speak, and how will he play this?
Maybe my rule is in effect. Maybe we're going to tack on another day for every
time he talked.
Time he popped off.
Well, you know what? You know the one thing that LeVar Ball does not do? Humble.
Mm.
Never done humble. All he is straight braggadociousness. But he loves to talk and he loves the attention. He's been put into checkmate. I think, and maybe I'm giving UCLA too much credit here, I think they're executing what might be a brilliant plan because they'd love to get out of the Ball business entirely. LiAngelo Ball, the kid that was involved in this, is not very good. But the two other kids that were with him are really good blue chip guys. They would love to get out of the Ball business but keep the other two. But they can't just kick, you know, LiAngelo Ball out of school and keep the other two. That would look sort of cherry picking, right?
Sure.
Well, so you put them on indefinite
suspension.
What did
UCLA get stuck with having every Ball on the team?
They're in the Ball business, Bob. Because they recruited the family out of Chino Hills, and they got a lot of mileage last year out of Lonzo, who was good in college. He stinks in the pros. By the way, Lonzo Ball 1-for-9 last night. I think he's shooting under 30% for the year.
Wait a minute.
There's a highlight reel of his bricks that is truly comical.
Steve, I just saw a story on ESPN in the last couple of days that he's the youngest player in the history of the NBA to turn in a triple-double.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, right.
Big deal.
Okay.
That's one game. Look at his game logs of all of his other shooting. And go ahead, Brian, put that video up there of last night's game in which he was 1-for-9. There's a sequence in which he just comes down, jacks up a couple of the worst-looking threes you've ever seen. And I mean wide-open threes that clang horribly off the backboard and the rim. It's almost as if you said, okay, here's Steph Curry over here, the most sublime, deadly accurate, long-range shooter we've ever seen. What would be the exact opposite? The exact opposite is Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball just launching brick after brick.
You got the video up there? I want you to react to the shots.
He's scrolling to it. Give him a second.
Oh, I just put it right there at the bottom. Should be the first one you see there. But no, this is what I think while you're looking for that is the UCLA plan. Just put him on indefinite suspension so they've got to, you know, be cool and chill for a good month or two. They know that LeVar Ball can't help himself. And so as soon as LeVar Ball starts mouthing off.
This looks like a halftime show.
As soon as LeVar Ball starts mouthing off, then they can go, you know what, we're out of the Ball business, and they can kick LiAngelo out of school and keep the other two kids. That's my theory, but maybe I'm giving UCLA too much credit. Okay, have you seen the shots now?
Yeah, they're not good. They're leaving
not
them
good,
on.
Really?
Go ahead, shoot that. They're going, go ahead, shoot that. And I'm not even going to come on guard you. You take that. That's yours. Here's a steal. He comes back down. Nobody guards him. Bang. Yeah, it's not good.
And a civilian could shoot that badly.
That's what I said. It looks like a halftime three-point contest. They just got a guy out of the crowd and said, you can win a car.
He got a steal, though. Got a steal.
He did. Yeah. Takeaway. Turnover. Yeah. Padding the stats. Yeah.
And there's people going, oh, give him time. Yeah, you got to give him time. He's a rookie and all. Yeah. Other rookies have come into the NBA and asserted themselves right away.
What is this? What is this other?
There's a Carlton from Fresh Prince. It's a typical end of the game, half court shot, slow motion. Only it's like 4 feet wide in the backboard.
It's the wall.
Yeah. Du, 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 du. Slow motion.
So I'm not in favor of kicking the. A lot of people were saying they should have been expelled from school. That if they were anyone else, if they are trombone players in the band that went to China and did this, they'd be out of school. And if you can't get kicked out of school for stealing on a international trip that causes the president to intervene on your behalf, then what does it take it to turned, get kicked out of UCLA?
It turned into an international incident.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it's nothing short of that. It is all of that. What are you talking about? Yeah.
That's a fair argument. I guess I'm becoming more benevolent. I don't believe in the disposable society. I don't like disposing of people. I really believe now more than ever we need people to underreact to things, and to not just say you're fired. Crumple this guy up and throw him away.
Sure, but they do deserve a punishment.
And that's, I guess, what they've been given. They've been suspended from the team indefinitely. They can't even practice with the team. So that's a fair punishment, I guess. There may be some other punishment in there. Who knows?
Consider yourself still in China, they were told. You don't need to come around to practice.
Right. Yeah, just see if they can behave for 2 months. We'll see.
And we'll reassess at that point. Keep your nose clean.
Yeah.
And we'll readdress this somewhere down the road. We'll get back to you.